A controversial bill in the New York State Legislature to allow undocumented immigrants to seek a driver's license is gaining momentum. While Republicans remain opposed to the measure, some upstate Democrats say their concerns are being addressed. The so-called Green Light Bill would allow undocumented immigrants to seek a driver's license, but in 2019, much like in 2007 when it was first introduced, county clerks are speaking out against the bill. Saratoga County Clerk Craig Hayner spoke at a press conference organized last month by Republican State Senator Daphne Jordan of Half Moon.
I cannot support any legislation that jeopardizes public security and traffic safety and violates our Constitution.
Rensselaer County Clerk Frank Marola also appeared at that press conference.
I've been there 30 years. I've never given a driver's license to someone who's here illegally, and I'll continue to keep that up. And I also said I may just get a banner put across the front of the building that we will have ICE on speed dial.
Concerned with the prospect of an undocumented individual issued a driver's license being able to gain the right to vote, Marola suggested a different style of license.
It's not a right. It's a privilege to have a driver's license. But if they wanted to give them a driver's license, make it different than the one you give me.
Some clerks, like Marola and Hayner, contend they have a duty to prevent people without the proper documentation from seeking a license, no matter what the reason. Republican State Senator James Todisco of Glenville has introduced a bill that would protect county clerks if they refuse to issue a license under a green light law.
You're going to see a lot of county clerks in court, and having duly elected county clerks elected by their constituents removed from office if my bill doesn't pass and their bill does.
Todisco's bill is also supported by Senator Jordan, Republican State Assemblywoman Mary Beth Walsh of Ballston, and a handful of former and current county clerks, including Hayner. They worry it would create a double standard for American citizens seeking a license. They ask, why should a citizen be required to show a Social Security number and other forms of identification if a non-citizen isn't? Language in the bill says that a passport or government identification document issued in a foreign country can be admitted as at least one form of proof of identity, and that if an applicant is required to provide a Social Security number, they may have the option of signing an affidavit stating that they have not been issued one. Democratic State Assemblywoman Pat Fahey of Albany said she met with the bill's sponsor in the assembly, a Bronx Democrat. She says her concerns, shared with other upstate colleagues and local law enforcement, are being addressed.
Green light, there's a number of changes that I feel a lot better about. We've been having a number of meetings, and Marcos Crespos, the assembly sponsor of that bill, has been incredibly responsive to really address some of the law enforcement concerns about having access to records at a traffic stop. And I've had some additional concerns about how you validate documents from another country, and they're tweaking the language, and we're going to look at the next iteration. So I'm feeling better about that bill.
Republican Assemblywoman Mary Beth Walsh of Ballston, who says she has not seen amended language of the bill, still believes it's a bad idea. She anticipates a battle if the bill is moved out of committee.
I would anticipate that there's going to be a very, very vigorous debate like there was 10 years ago, because it was a bad idea then. It continues to be a bad idea now. So I'll be ready to debate it if and when it does come to the floor.
Governor Cuomo said Friday he supports the bill and has since Elliot Spitzer proposed it more than a decade ago. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.